This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's welcome back the voice of America's team here on Sean and RJ. It is Brad Sham on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan, and it's a Tolo Tuesday on your home of Cowboys football, if and when it actually starts up. Good morning, Brad.
No pessimism. We'll have no pessimism in here.
All right. No pessimism. Okay, so we're going to go move forward, and no delays, no issues. Are we going to be in a bubble or not, I guess, is the question.
I think bubble is a difficult word to define, and so is issues. I think there will be issues, but bubble, I'm sure they're putting that plan into place right now, but they've got a month before training camp would start, and we have all seen how fast things can change in a month. That I don't think that those decisions have been made yet, Sean, and I think that's a really interesting thing. What's a bubble? For training camp, you could bubbleize, excuse me, players and coaches, and because they'd normally be gone anyway for almost a month, so you could do that. Now, whether you have to do that for the regular season or not, I think it's premature to try to guess.
Brad, I have been on record as saying I don't think these seasons are going to get completed. I just don't see how there's not going to be stoppages and even cancellations. Do you right now feel good about it personally? Do you think this is something that can be pulled off, whether we have fans or don't have fans? Do you feel confident about it?
Well, I've never thought that there would be fans. I thought that from the end of March that the season would be played with no fans. Based on what we know now, I do feel reasonably good about the season being played. I think that the there'll be some medications that will have been developed at some point, possibly during the season. I think that the one view I would take now that I don't know if I expected, say, in early April, is that I think we now have to prepare for each team having some players testing positive and quarantining as the season goes along. I mean, I think you're going to have a really deep bench and hope that your star player doesn't test positive this week, because you're going to be in like a 2 week bubble without one or two or three players. I think baseball's looking at the same thing. Now, that's just me as a civilian guessing, but I think it's doable with no fans. You can kind of keep the other personnel reasonably sequestered. The questions that have to be answered is, can players go home to their families during the season? It's going to be pretty hard to isolate them for 6 months. And then what do you do a la some of the other sports with players maybe who have pregnant wives or girlfriends? That's an issue but I'm sure that all of those things are on their table. And your question was, do I feel good about this being able to be pulled off, and for some reason, deep down, I do.
Brad Sham right here on The Fan. Have you guys had discussions about how you would call games and how would road games work? Because I think the Rangers broadcast crew is not traveling on the road. They would do it from here in DFW when the Rangers are not playing here. Have you guys had those talks?
We have not. And I was actually waiting until the 4th of July came and went, and then I was going to initiate some of those conversations. Some of that is to be had with the people that you and I work for, and some is with the football team. And I think I'm prepared for anything. I've done soccer games from a monitor, from a studio. I did when I was doing FC Dallas games. Toward the end of the time that I did those, they didn't want to spend the money on traveling broadcasters, and so about half the trips, we would do the games from a television monitor in a studio, and it's not ideal. It's not anything that I would like, but it's doable. I think you give the listener less of a product, but our job is to do the best we can with what we have. And so, I think that it's doable.
We just had this discussion a moment ago. Do you think it'd be more difficult for the color analyst in that situation, not being able to, because you're probably not going to get the all-22 shot, to be able to break down what the secondary's doing when they're not even on the live shot of the TV?
Well, I don't know about that, because if in theory, if we're talking about calling the game off the telecast from a monitor in a studio, at some point they'll give you enough of a shot. They won't give you the same all 22, but I mean, Babe would be a better one to answer that. But I think that you'll be able to get enough of a picture from a replay to be able to see a high sideline shot. It's not the same as an all 22. But the high sideline shot will frequently give you what you need to see some key things in coverage. That's why I'm saying it's not ideal, and it will not allow you to give the audience as good a picture of what is happening as if you were there. But it's not something that's not doable.
Brad Sham, voice of the Dallas Cowboys, right here on 105.3 The Fan. How do you feel about all these crowd noise ideas? You know, pumping in fake crowd noise. Mark Cuban said the NBA is thinking about having it come from fans' living rooms. You know, fake crowd noise. Joe Buck brought it up. How do you feel about that?
You know, when I first envisioned the idea, I was in my mind picturing just crickets. And I thought, okay, that'll sound weird. I've watched a couple of EPL, you know, the golf you can't tell, really. Especially since, like at Colonial, they had just enough people hanging over the sides of the fence that it sounded like a gallery.
Yeah.
Some of the British soccer games that I've watched were clearly they're pipey. It's kind of disconcerting when you see that they have all the seats covered and yet you're hearing crowd noise. But that didn't distract me. I kind of forgot about it in a minute, and it felt like it was in the flow. I don't know how they do that, because you've got to be able to modulate a fake crowd response to action happening on the field. I'm not technically smart enough to know how they do that, but I would think that the smart thing to do would be to do a dummy game. You've got a million games on tape. Sit down and do one with piped-in crowd noise, and do one quiet, and see which one sounded least worst, and go with that.
Hey, Brad, when you were doing the games with Romo to get him ready, were they? I remember being in some distant tower. Were they all live games, or did you do some?
Oh no! No, those were all on tape.
Oh, all on tape. So
yeah, he did a game. He did a game with Nance in Canton.
Yeah.
That you might be thinking of that.
Yeah.
The first thing he did live was from an end zone makeshift booth in Canton.
Okay.
But everything he did with Jim or me before that was off of tape.
And was that the TV view?
Yeah.
And he was good to go. Like, he was fine, obviously, right?
He was better to go quicker than I would have expected. And now, he knew which games we were looking at, but he did not pre-study them, which good for him.
Brad Sham, voice of the Cowboys, join us here at 105 through the Fan. One more thing about road games. Without fans, like, how much of an impact will be lost on the home team?
A lot.
How much of it is travel? Like, you know, you're traveling from, like, the Giants travel to Seattle. That's, you know, that's three time zones, a long trip. How much of that, you know, is lost with the fact that there's no crowd?
You know, the physical toll that you're talking about, RJ, is one that you're going to feel. But you get over that. They're used to that. One of the very first things I thought about after the schedule came out was someone asked me something about, I think someone said, why is it we always go to Seattle? And, of course, A, we don't always go to Seattle. And B, I love going to Seattle. It's a great city. But C, the difficulty of going to a place is the atmosphere. And if there's no crowd, then there's no atmosphere. And so going to Seattle is not going to be nearly as difficult. Going to Kansas City, going to Pittsburgh, any of these places that are here, it won't be the same. There's no question about it. And I don't think the league will stoop to piping noise into the stadium. They've got a rule against that now, and I hope they don't stoop to that. Now, what they are going to have to do is figure out some way. For one thing that happens when the crowd noise goes away is that the 11 guys on the other side of the ball, they can hear everything you're saying. All 11 of them. There's nobody to stop them. You can stand back 20 yards deep at free safety and hear the quarterback calling out audibles to the wide receivers, and it won't take them very long to figure out what some of it means. And so that's an interesting aspect. I don't know what the answer to that is. I'm sure there is one.
Where do you stand on the topic and conversation of trading for Jamal Adams?
Depends on the cost. Be happy to love to have Jamal Adams. He's a terrific player.
Michael Gallup, straight up.
No, I'm not giving up Michael Gallup or Lyle Collins.
Right. That's right.
I'll give you a pick. I'll give you a first-round pick. I might even give you a first and a third. I might. But I have always been a notorious spendthrift. That's why I haven't got any money. I might give you a first. And I wouldn't give you a first and a second. But look, it's not just putting the player out there. You got to negotiate the money. Yeah. How are you going to fit the money? You've got, at some point, you've either, if you don't in the next 2 weeks, have a long-term extension with your quarterback, then you're going to have to dance this dance again with him next year. And one of the reasons the Cowboys have wanted to have the extension is it gives you some certainty with what you're spending. And if you don't have that, You don't want to fit your free safety's money around your quarterback's money. I mean, you don't want to do it the other way around. You want to fit everybody around the quarterback. And so now you'd have to be fitting the quarterback around the free safety. Well, that doesn't make any sense. So how are we going to handle the problem of Adams' contract? That's a significant part of the puzzle. Everything else being equal, sure, I'd love to have him, but it depends what it costs.
Brad Sham right here on The Fan. We all know what's going on in the country right now and the entire world, sports world. Looks to Jerry Jones to speak individually. The Cowboys released a video message.
Do they know? Do they really?
Well, I don't know if they look for him for guidance. They look for him maybe for headlines and content. How about that?
Okay, and to generate several more days of content based on whatever it is he says. Mm.
Yes. Are you surprised and or disappointed that Jerry hasn't spoken?
I'm not really surprised. because there's nothing to benefit him. Well, first, let me say this. I don't know whether the league has said to the clubs, put a cork in it for a while. Let Roger talk. That has happened. So I do know there have been some things in the past having nothing to do with this year. But in the past, although I think they did that around COVID, to be honest with you, I think the league at the beginning of the COVID thing said, put a cork in it. The league will talk.
Yeah.
We don't want 32 different voices on this. And so I have not, Sean, gone back and examined each team's ownership statement to see how far-reaching it is, how it differs. So the Cowboys statement was their video that they put out that you were alluding to, which was what, 3 years old, but still very much on point. It had Chief Brown in it, who's now in Chicago, but it was very much on point. And it would be important in addressing how you feel about that to know if the league said, just everybody take a chill pill and let us talk about this. And so some people have said some things, but I don't recall seeing anything from any other owner that made me sit up and say, well, look at the lead that guy is taking on this. Now, you're absolutely right. Jerry has trained us to anticipate his reactions and comments and statements. If the league told him to put a cork in it, that would be one reason that he hasn't. And it would be, I frankly kind of expect that they might have done that, and that's one reason that I'm not disappointed. I would imagine that he would be somewhat typical of someone who's got who's really torn, because look, everybody who knows Jerry Jones knows he's not a racist. Everybody knows that. And it takes a certain level of understanding. I've changed my mind about the kneeling thing, because when Kaepernick first did it, when we were in Arizona and the whole team kneeled, however many years, what was that, 3 years ago, 4 years ago?
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm a veteran. And I have an honorable discharge from the U.S. Army, and I told people at the time that happened, I wish they would find a different way to make their point, but never once did I put on the uniform thinking that I am putting on this uniform to defend people who agree with me. You put it on for everybody. The greatness of America is the diversity of everything, including opinion, and the right to say whatever you think peacefully, no matter who agrees with it or doesn't agree with it. That's part of the great American experiment. It's an intrinsic part. And the way that I have changed, so I didn't have quite the same objection to the kneeling. I wish that they could find a different way. When you think that, when I think that through, I then think, well, okay, what would that be? I'm not sure I know what that other way would be. And clearly, we should, you know how much I hate should, but we should, over the last 45 days or so, have come to understand that the kneeling just doesn't have anything to do with the anthem. It just doesn't. And now, if you are someone who is in his middle 70s and perhaps naturally politically conservative and very much believes in all things respectful to the flag, and also has an understanding of your employees of color and how they feel about this, you can imagine what a dilemma that would be. And when you are torn over something so important, sometimes maybe the best thing to say is absolutely nothing for a while, and let's see what happens.
This was fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
And stay safe. We'll catch up with you,
Brad. Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.